Welcome to the Retail Entertainment Podcast on A Tale of Two Malls, where we looked at the intrinsic values of two malls in San Antonio, Texas, that were operating for years across the street from one another. And I invite into our conversation our retail entertainment knowledge community founder, Ed Shriver. He's a practicing architect in Pittsburgh, and he has been a critical factor in advocating for the design of retail in commercial spaces at ULI and other allied organizations. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you, Michael. The Tale of Two Malls workshop in San Antonio at the AIA convention was a day-long workshop where we analyzed two malls built within 2 years of each other, 1972 and 1974. And we were looking both to understand the background and history of the development, but also to look at what lessons could we learn from that experience. And so the purpose of the workshop was both to deliver knowledge and to create knowledge. And it was very well received, a very interesting workshop. The two malls that we were looking at were North Star Mall, which was developed by the Rouse Company in 1972, and it is a traditional regional mall, which Rouse had been doing since the 50s. They knew the market, understood the regional mall concept and typology, and had the relationships with the tenants, which allowed them to come out of the ground quickly and to deliver, lease, and operate the mall effectively. The second mall was Grand Central Mall, and that was built across the interstate from North Star, and that was developed by Morris Jaffe, who is a classic West Texas entrepreneur right out of a history book. He saw the opportunity, but did not have the experience to understand the obstacles that he was going to have to develop. And so he was out of the ground late, 1974, with a hybrid regional mall slash strip center development, which in hindsight clearly demonstrates a lack of understanding of the market, but at the time is probably more a result of early development of the typology. So I'm not sure that represents a mistake as much as simply a point in the evolution. But it was a different style. It was a different strategy. And as a result, Rouse was out of the box first, stronger in the market, and had more experience with both leasing and operating than Jaffe did. And as a result, the Jaffe development, Grand Central, never really got going. And, in fact, in 1984, it was ultimately sold to the Rouse Company, who took over management of it and tried for about 10 years to convert it to more of a regional mall format. But, of course, once you've erected the steel and placed the concrete, it gets much harder to make changes in the design strategy, and the hybrid typology really became a straitjacket for that development. And by the time we were out there at the San Antonio Convention for the workshop, they were in the process of tearing down Grand Central Mall and creating a new, basically, power center typology to replace it, and recognizing that was pretty much the white flag of surrender in the competition, and that they would take a different position in the marketplace that was not nearly so competitive. So that's the history of it, and the workshop basically spent a great deal of time talking about that history, the context, as well as engaging the participants, which was a really interesting broad mix of local architects from the San Antonio area who are familiar with the developments, and large retail architects like RTKL and Gensler, as well as developers from the Rouse Company and from General Growth Property, retailers like Target, were all members of the audience, part of the discussion, and contributed their insights into the strategies, the typologies, and how these malls could have developed differently, what worked and what didn't. And the end result of the workshop is that there was a case study developed from that workshop with the lessons learned and a lot of background data that wasn't included in the presentations, and also ended up being a presentation at the ICSC Center Build the year after. That presentation was called Challenges of the Center Gone Dark, but was basically a presentation of the conclusions and findings of the Tale of Two Malls workshop. So all in all, a very successful workshop, really interesting discussion about both the design and the development strategies and leasing strategies and how all of that works together to create a successful retail development. Thank you.
Hey, Ed, as a high school kid growing up in San Antonio, it's mid-70s, it seemed like both malls were vibrant. North Star understood a little bit more about tourism, who their clientele was, and they could almost plug into San Antonio's cultural things, even though Jaffe at Central Park was a Texan. So can you address some of how Rouse Company was able to basically fold in the local culture of San Antonio into the North Star Mall? I'm thinking like the cowboy boots and stuff like that, and the Fiesta Texas and Night in Old San Antonio, and how they kind of pulled in those to help almost give a strategic advantage over their competitor across the street.
That's a really good point. Rouse clearly understood the market better than Jaffe did, even though Jaffe was a local to the market, which is pretty unusual. Normally, the local developer at least has the advantage of more familiarity with the local environment. But Rouse really hit the nail on the head when they started the design, when they hired their architects, in what they delivered. The other thing that was interesting and was not really clear even in talking with the Rouse folks, but one of the drivers in the San Antonio retail market is actually Mexico. There are direct flights from Mexico City into San Antonio, or at least were at the time, and the more affluent Mexicans would fly to San Antonio and get in a cab and ride down to North Park Mall to do their shopping. And Jaffe completely missed that opportunity. Rouse hit that nail on the head as well, and were able then, between their leasing strategies with Nordstrom's and Saks and some of the upscale inline stores, to really become an international destination and capture that market completely. Whereas Grand Central sort of became the east end of San Antonio, almost like a local center. It was more where the locals went every day because the grocery store was there and the movie theater was there. But if you wanted, you know, a dress for the prom, or if you wanted to go for a shopping spree, North Star was the place to go.
It's kind of funny because when we were, you know, like I said, in high school, Piggly Wiggly was in the North Star Mall. Huh? The grocery store was over there, and Central Park had Sears and Dillard's, if I'm not mistaken, and local men's clothing store, Sattel's. And so that was actually the more popular mall of the two when they first started. And gradually it started to become apparent because of the leasing strategies and some of the retailers that Rouse was able to bring into North Star. You know, they got rid of the Piggly Wiggly and everything else, and it turned into, it was totally desolate. But then one of the other things that I found kind of curious that we talked about a little bit during our tour is Central Park Mall, the Jaffe Mall, the local mall, was actually connected to an office complex, whereas North Star was a standalone. And we had some discussion about that, if I remember right.
Right. That's correct as well. Rouse's national position as a national developer and their relationship with the tenants allowed them to, I think, respond more quickly to the market as they tested it. You know, the first couple of years, they went in with a strategy. It was generally successful, but where they saw things like the Piggly Wiggly not adding to their mix, they were able to respond pretty quickly to that. And so I think that was a part of it. And the other thing that on the Jaffe side, on Grand Central's, was this sort of hybrid mixed-use almost development that they approached, which I think worked against them because there was always the sense that there wasn't a wholehearted commitment to that as a retail center.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of interesting. You know, Rouse basically put all their eggs in one basket, to quote Andrew Carnegie, and then guarded that basket, where I think Jaffe was not quite as confident of his position in the retail market and therefore thought, well, let's do some offices. And so the perception became that was less desirable as a retail space because there was less commitment to it.
That's interesting. Well, thank you, Ed. And for those on the podcast, we encourage you to log into your account on AIA.org and sign up for future podcasts of the Retail and Entertainment Knowledge Community. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mike.